From the Johnson's Wax people and from Fibber, McGee, and Molly, a sincere good wish for your new year, expressed in music by Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians. It's New Year's Eve, the night of music celebration, and the makers of Johnson's Wax products for home and industry present a brilliant half hour of music with Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians. Riding and shining for Johnson's Wax, Fred Waring.
Hello, everybody. Hello, and thanks for coming. That was Bill Bivens, who greeted you, and this is Fred Waring with 67 Pennsylvania noisemakers and music we hope you'll all enjoy. We're proud that the Johnson's Wax Company invited us to pinch hit for Fibber, McGee, and Molly and bring this special New Year's greeting to their vast family of friends across the nation. This is a happy reunion for the Pennsylvanians, having been with you and the Johnson's Wax people all last summer. So come to the party, everybody. It's a night of reservations and resolutions. Fun without reservations, and so far as resolutions are concerned, bring your own so you can break them early. Our own resolution tonight, anyway, is just a plain, complicated zip-a-dee-doo-dah. Enjoyed that, sitting at home this New Year's Eve with Fibber as he cracks jokes and walnuts. Now, Bill Bivens, make Harlow Wilcox proud of you.
Well, just a few words to say about the coming New Year. If you would like to make your kitchen a brighter, more cheerful place to work in all next year, remember that good old friend of your floors, Johnson Self-Polishing Glow Coat. Regular Glow Coat care not only gives your linoleum a really beautiful shine, it freshens up the colors and brings out the original gay pattern. Makes your whole kitchen clean and bright. You know, of course, how easy Glow Coat is to use. You just apply it, then let it dry. That's all. There's no rubbing or buffing. Glow Coat shines as it dries. Remember that in 1947, will you? And for brighter floors and a brighter kitchen, Johnson Self-Polishing Glow Coat.
Broadway's birthday. Tonight, as on no other night of the year, the roar of the city has a special meaning. Its rhythm, an invitation to excitement. Its words, an invitation to gaiety. Your Manhattan Serenade.
The rolling rumble of the subway, a million lights are all aglare. The rush of traffic dim and silent, the crowds of people in Times Square.
Be forgot. New Year's Eve does bring memories of old times, doesn't it? Pennsylvania spent so many with you.
How many, Fred?
How many? Why, Bill?
Not to embarrass you, but...
What isn't that? I just hadn't... Fred Cully, how many New Year's Eves have we worked together?
Are you kidding?
No. How many?
Well, let's see. My oldest daughter graduated from college in...
Would you settle for 20?
That's conservative.
And that's diplomacy.
And so all these years, while people were running up and down Broadway with taper hats and horns, why, you folks have been playing somewhere all lang syne.
Always. Listen, Bill. Hear that? Know what it is?
Why, sure. It's New Year's Eve on Broadway.
A million people being happy. You know why?
Why? Do I know why they're happy?
Yes.
Well, Fred, it's that's to say that they're...
I don't either, but I bet I find out.
How?
Just get down and ask him.
You mean go right down there to Times Square?
Yes.
Tonight?
Yes, right now. Let's go.
For 20 years, we sing Auld Lang Syne, and now we got to find out why.
Forget the day. Bill, here's some youngsters harmonizing. Let's ask them.
Well, why not? Hey, kids, you're singing, We're Fred Waring and
Yeah, so?
Well, we were enjoying your traditional Scottish air.
Our what?
Your application of the modern harmonic idiom to traditional balladry.
Well, I'll tell you, mister. In the early Caranthus told the Sorophon, the best mind told the tenor Felignon of France, St. Perrine, on the fifth of Rochelin's Glyne. Now can we sing?
Sing.
Chairs in the window there. My feet hurt. I want to sit down.
Don't go in there, Bill. That's the Union League Club. Here comes the butler.
Oh, I don't care what it is. I got it.
Gentlemen, what is it you wish?
Well, we're Fred Waring, and
we want to know how you're celebrating New Year's Eve.
Personally, I have a small red horn, which I sound at 30-minute intervals. The gentlemen, however, are listening to a musicale of two pianos.
Look up there in front of that record shop. That's something.
Hey, girls dancing. Man, are they having a time.
Hey, girls. Oh, girls.
Hi, Squares. What goes?
Well, we're Fred Waring.
Oh, I can't feel it. The most old
Pastor Cat, let these eggs post. Take it from the top, mister.
Well, we want to know what you're celebrating.
Don't be an E-flat. New Year's, don't. 1947. What do you want, 1927?
Come to think of it, maybe you got something there. Right, probably the most famous dance spot in America.
Oh, my aching dogs. Listen, I couldn't drag one foot after.
Why, Willie Bivens, where did you come from?
Well, looky here now, doggone. If it ain't little Sally Watson from down home. Happy little old New Year, honey.
And me just pining for a dance in Mayor.
Well, honey, that's what you find no more.
Should old acquaintance be forgotten?
Thank you. feet are killing me, Fred.
Last stop, Bill. In here where the light's burning. It's an old friend. Best shoemaker in New York.
Well, now, he ought to have a place to sit down.
He has. Hello, Jim.
Why, hello, Fred. Come in.
We're
Bill Bivens, and we'd like to sit down.
Help yourself. Throw the cat out of the big chair.
Thanks.
Man, oh, man.
You're not celebrating this year, Jim.
Me? Sure I'm celebrating. Look, I got paper streamers, new calendar, radio going.
Well, I mean outside, crowds, trick hats, horns.
Not anymore, Fred. Last few years, I've sort of celebrated inside, I guess you'd call it.
Well, we've been trying all evening to find out what people are so happy about.
Of course, they didn't know.
No? Do you? What are you celebrating with your paper streamers and your new calendar?
Oh, a lot of little things that mean something to me. Nothing you'd write a song about, like love or world peace. Things like, well, tulips, maybe.
Tulips? You, Jim?
Yeah, tulips. Kid brought me some bulbs from Holland. Me, I never seen one before, so I looked them up. They grow red and yellow and white. You can't tell by the bulbs. They all look alike. But the kid says they're tulips, and the book says that's how they look. So I picked a spot in the alley back of the shop and put them in. You know, Fred, I think about them tulips all the time. Figuring how they're going to look, and wondering which will be which.
So you're the tulip king of 8th Avenue, and you celebrate.
Tonight? Yes. New Year's Eve is like that, like them bulbs of mine. Sure, maybe in April I'll have to dig them up and find them still looking like a dime's worth of dried onion. But tonight they're red and yellow and white. Midnight tonight don't separate different years any more than any other night. But being people, we've got to have a beginning and an end to things. So we fixed ourselves a brand new beginning every year. New bulbs. Another chance for the fine red and yellow and white things we wanted and didn't get. Can't you see, Fred? Those people out there aren't silly or crazy. They're celebrating the finest thing God ever gives a fellow. A new hope for tomorrow.
A new hope for tomorrow.
Thank you.
now, Bill Bivens for Johnson's Wax.
Thank you, Fred. I would like to remind our audience about the excellent protection that Johnson's No Rubbing, No Buffing Glow Coat gives to linoleum and other floors. I do know that about anything else, you want your floors to look nice. And, of course, Glow Coat is wonderful for giving your floors a really bright shine. But, you see, the same lovely Glow Coat shine that gives your floors such beauty also protects them against wear and scuffing shoes. So, with regular Glow Coat care, your linoleum keeps new looking years longer. This wax protection saves you work, too. The old things and dirt wipe up so easily and quickly. Try Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat, won't you? It's easy to apply. There's no rubbing or buffing. It shines as it dries. In 20 minutes, your floors are all ready to walk on and shining beautifully.
So to all of us with our paper hats and horns or up here singing Auld Lang Syne, 2 years does mean a new hope for, as Jim would put it, the fine red and yellow and white things we've wanted and haven't had. Let's hope they lie just ahead, beyond the blue horizon.
Beyond the blue horizon, waits a beautiful day.
Goodbye to things that hold me.
Joy is waiting,
waiting for me.
I see a blue horizon.
My life has only begun. Beyond the blue horizon, light of
the rising sun.
Into dawn, from the rain to the rainbow, fly with me. Gone, gone, all my grief and woe. No matter where I go, if I am
Waring, thanks again for coming. Here's to your very happy new year, and we're glad the Johnson's Wax people called on us to express it musically for them. Fibber McGee and Molly, Don Quinn, and all of the folks at 79 Wistful Vista. Fibber and Molly will be back answering the door chime next week at this same time. And when you care to call on us, We're on the air every morning over NBC. Now, with a low bow to the arrangers, Simeon, Ringwald, Agent Gerhardt, soloist Gordon Goodman, Jack Joff, Jane Wilson, Maureen Gerhardt, and all the Pennsylvanians, may there be music, gladness, and all good things in your new year. May it be tops. And as for us, all through 1947, we're going to ride, ride, ride.
We're gonna ride.
Good night and Happy New Year.
This is Bill Bivens speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax Products of Mormon Industry, inviting you to tune in Fibber McGee and Molly as usual next Tuesday night. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Chicago, WMAQ.